This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I want you to be proud of yourselves as you listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. If you want to call us, 844-551-8255. What's that Kevin Jackson talking about? Be proud of yourselves. Be proud of yourselves. Be proud of your patience. See, we could have wanted to speed up everything that's going on right now, but we didn't. We waited it out, and it was tough to do. And I'm not going to tell you we waited it out, you know, easy, because we fought. We fought the good fight. We fought in 2008 when we saw that there was going to be a crook or a, well, two crooks that could potentially win, and one crook won, Barack Obama. We posted a meme that showed how these people have enriched themselves since they got into public office. What's the value of Barack Obama now versus when he got into public office, et cetera. And it's crazy how much money these people are worth. They get into public service to enrich themselves. But you showed patience. Oh, we went after him. But we didn't, you know, there's an old saying, patience is not simply the ability to wait, it's how we behave while we're waiting. Joyce Meyer said that. She's an evangelist. And what we did is we didn't wait and be all mad and say, we're going to go burn stuff down and do Black Lives Matter and Antifa type stuff. We just said, we'll get you next time. Yeah, we'll get you next time. We'll get you at the polls. The left, let me tell you, so many leftists, look at the antics of Antifa, Black Lives Matter, just the leftists in general, all the shenanigans, the beat up Trump supporters at rallies and all that. They're finding out the truth about it, and they go, "That I didn't think we behaved that way." Yeah, you're exactly right. That's the way your side behaves. And those leftists are now coming over here to the other side, to the good side, to the conservative side. And they're listening to programs like me, and they're going, "You know what? As much as I'm mad as I used to be that way, that guy's speaking the truth." See, it's not our ability to wait. It's what we did while we waited. We didn't get all crazy. We just said, we'll get you through the system. Because you know what we do? We work through the system. We believe in it. We believe in law and order. We believe in justice. We believe right will win. And for the record, we're correct. We're right. How's that work out for you? See, the problem with the left, and many of the leftists that listen to my program and that have converted, that are now formerly anti-Trumpers that are saying, well, I'm not anti-Trump. I'm not pro-Trump, but I'm not anti-Trump. See, people are stubborn when they think that they're right about something. Even if it's the wrong thing, they're stubborn. And it takes time for this. It's a very human condition to say, wow, I'm wrong, but, you know, you can't just immediately, so you get caught at something or somebody says, what about this, and it's a lie, and you go, well, you can't just immediately go, you know what, I lied, I'm bad, I didn't do it. You go off and you stew, and it takes some time. See, there's a waiting period until you catch up with the reality of it. And here's the best question to ask yourself. Is this thing that I'm doing going to get me the result I want? And the answer is no. I could ask any liberal. This thing you're doing, when you think about all this nonsense, let's look at immigration, illegal immigration. What's the end game? If you just let everybody come over here and people decide, okay, I'll get on welfare, I'll burden down the system. What's the end game? Is it good? The answer is no. What's the end game if you let all these Muslim terrorists come over and do what they do? What's the end game? What's the end game if you tax people into oblivion to the point where they go, I ain't working. I'm done with it. Because that's where we were with Barack Obama, Jimmy Carter, all these leftists. But they never are questioning it. But see, there comes a time, a waiting period where it catches up. Generally, it's adulthood. It's when you start paying your taxes and you go, what the huh? Or you pay those parking fees in New York or some ticket for such and such. Or you got to go get a tag on something. And you got to deal with the government or you get a ticket. And it's what? $108. I was 3 miles over the speed limit. And you start wondering who came up with this number. Why is it $452 if I'm in the HOV lane going by myself? It's all arbitrary. And it's some government bureaucrat going, I don't know, let's do $452 and see what they say. And we pay them outrageous, enormous, exorbitant fees that you would never be. I mean, what does it take to make $500 or $200 to pay a ticket or $100 for this or $80 to pay this fee or whatever? What does it take? Hours of work that no bureaucrat has to do. They just soak it in, bring it in, bring it to me. It's a cushy job. Buy the book, boom, form. And they don't even have to deal with you as a human being. It's just boom, 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 boom. Just rubber stamp it. You didn't qualify. You do. You don't. You don't. You do. You do. Pay me the money. Pay me the money. And they can be rude. Doesn't even matter. They don't treat you like you're the employer. That's the government we've come to know. I wouldn't say we've come to love, but we've certainly gotten used to it. But see, we were patient. We decided, you know what, enough is enough. It's time for us to strike back, and we did. And we struck back with all the vengeance of the Lord. I'm just telling you, if you look at this election cycle with Donald Trump and you don't believe in God, man, seriously? This dude was not supposed to win. Let's be honest about it, right? He wasn't even supposed to get through the Republican primary. And he did. And now we find ourselves in, all that patience that paid off. St. Augustine said, patience is the companion of wisdom. I'm not going to tell you that we all didn't want to rush it, but we were okay with whatever happened because we just said, we'll bide our time. Something the left can't do. They want what they want when they want it. And now they find themselves having to grow up and be patient. And they're patiently awaiting for 2018. They see that as patience. Let me tell you, 2018, I'm going to save the leftists some trouble. If you want to just pay attention, I'm going to save you some trouble. Don't even fight us. You're going to get crushed. You're going to lose. We're going to get more seats in the Senate. We're going to strengthen the House. And Donald Trump is going to have an economy that you're going to go, holy cow. You won't even realize what to do with yourselves. Your stock portfolio is going to be through the roof. I could go on. And the left is going to say, we're going to fight you. And for the record, this when we are done with the people that were cheating us in government and stuff, I'm just telling you, they aren't even going to have a leg to stand on. Short break, folks. Patience.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. So, something really funny happened over... Well, it's not funny. It's somewhat tragic. But anyway, the Clintons' house burned. And I found it interesting timing that... Two DOJ investigations are happening with the Clintons. One looking into Huma Abedin's emails on her perverted ex-husband's laptop. And I'm talking about top super secret stuff. And the other one, the Clintons Foundation being investigated. Two major things. By the way, they should have happened during the time of Barack Obama, but he was scandal-free. Yeah. So, I don't know about you, but when I heard that the Clintons' house burned and I looked at everything that was going on, put it into the big picture perspective, I got a bit conspiratorial. I'll admit it. The thought crossed my mind, what are they hiding? And the reason for that, it comes from a good place. Because I remember when Al Sharpton's office burned, right about the time the IRS was investigating him for non-payment of taxes. And here's what the National Review reported about that at the time. As Al Sharpton ran for mayor of New York City in 1997 and for president in 2003, I can't help but chuckle because Al Sharpton had as much chance of being the mayor of New York or the president of the United States as the next cab driver. I get it. I'm just saying, it was funny. I was having this argument with some black chick. This has been years ago. And she got mad at me. What are you doing denigrating the Reverend Al Sharpton? He is a presidential candidate. And I said to her, I got as many votes as Al Sharpton did. And I didn't have my name on a ballot. I'm just saying, if you got to be legit, look, I get it. If I filed the fee, whatever the money is, and I could get some people to scrape it together and put myself on and say, Kevin's going to run for president. I could say presidential candidate in the year 2024 or whatever. Why go through the formality? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if you're Al Sharpton, yeah, I could win. Now, I could win. Don't look at me. Don't y'all look at me like, I could win. That's why I'm not going to do it because I might become president. I'm like Trump. What? I won? Oh, shoot. Let's get to work. But I'm saying, if I were a charlatan, a fake, a fraud like Al Sharpton, you have no chance. It's like, Jesse Jackson ran for president or whatever. Who cares? Who was the guy? Okay, let me put it to you this way. Who was the person? Name me, outside of Bernie Sanders, and maybe I'll give you O'Malley. Who else ran for president on the left against Hillary Clinton? Cheater, crooked Hillary. I can't even remember their names. So there you go. It's obscure as, go ahead and ask me a question about Hollywood or name 10 Justin Bieber songs. I mean, do you really want to test my inability to answer questions? That's it. It's no big deal. But anyway, so Al Sharpton, he had subsequently failed to comply with tax and campaign filing requirements. The first fire began in the early hours of April 10th, 1997, in a hair and nail salon, one floor below Sharpton's campaign headquarters at 70 West 125th Street. From the start, investigators deemed the fire suspicious because a heavy volume of fire on arrival and because of many of the doors remained unlocked after hours. They said, that's what the New York City Fire Department reported at the time. Then they said as the fire crept upward into Sharpton's headquarters, it destroyed nearly everything, including computers, files, campaign records, and the Reverend spokesperson at the time told Newsday, adding, "We lost our entire Manhattan operation." So when I talk about Hillary Clinton's fire at the house, let's not forget she keeps her server in the basement bathroom. You just never know. Going back to Sharpton, they said a source knowledgeable about the investigation said that the place was almost empty and the damage was not that extensive. But fire did break out at the property of Bill and Hillary Clinton in Chappaqua. They said the flames erupted in a ceiling on the second floor in the Secret Service structure behind the Clintons' home. Said the Clintons were not on property at the time. No injuries reported. They said the fire was maintained on the property. Didn't go anywhere else, thankfully. And I question, were any servers burned? You know, can't go letting the Justice Department look at any potential emails from the Clinton Foundation. So, again, I get... Come on, Kevin. How do you know? This is the news telling us what happened. This isn't somebody from one of the conservative outlets on scene saying, "Yeah, I saw it. It was no big deal. It didn't burn. No computers touched, Kevin. No bleach blit. Was it bleach bit? Whatever. No servers busted in the creation of this fire. And fires happen." But I did wonder, I'm not going to tell you. The Crooked Clinton Foundation could have lost a lot of information in that fire. Is there any video of this fire? One has to imagine that the Clintons have plenty of security. Security footage, surveillance, etc. We're going to learn that some masked man that looked like Eric Holder was seen fleeing the scene. The possibilities around this fire are endless. And here's the thing. I'm telling you, they have information. They could say, let's just shut Kevin Jackson up. That radio dude, shameless plug, KJRadio.com. He is constantly providing us, you know, giving out these crazy ideas. But we know the lengths the Clintons will go to cover their tracks. I just learned the other day, I was on Fox, and they said there's a statute of limitations on going after the Clintons for the shenanigans of the Clinton Foundation, and that limitation is 5 years, which conveniently expire in 2018. And The Hill said this about the investigation in the Clinton. They said they've launched this new inquiry into whether the Clinton Foundation engaged in any pay-to-play politics or illegal activities while Hillary Clinton served as Secretary of State. FBI agents from Little Rock, where the foundation started, have taken the lead in the investigation and have interviewed at least one witness. Officials who spoke on a condition of anonymity said the probe is examining whether the Clintons promised or performed any policy favors in return for largesse to their charitable efforts, or whether donors made commitments of donations in hope of securing government outcomes. And we know the answer to that. Of course they did. But I'm sure this is just a fire. I'm sure there is no conspiracy surrounding this fire. It's just a regular old fire at a house like anybody else's. But I'll also tell you this. When it comes to the Clintons, their crooked Clinton Foundation, and what they've done as part of the Obama administration, where there's smoke, there's fire. We'll be back. Be patient, okay?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson, here's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. So I was talking to some members of my writing team, and I was like, they're like, man, Kevin, it's kind of a slow news day, and I'm like, that's nonsense. I agree there are days that are, there's more news than other days, but we got 7.5 billion people in the world. There's a lot of news going on, and you just have to find it. And sometimes you find it in the strangest places, and it isn't just this in-your-face, like, the FBI is now opening an investigation into the Clinton Foundation. Okay, that's news. Ooh, I hope I break that first, right? But that's, okay, I get it. That doesn't happen every day. But what's interesting about what I do for a living and what my team does when we're discerning information is when you can take something and go, boy, that's a great metaphor for such and such. And we have such a story. I titled a piece that we wrote about this, What Democrats and Dying Dogs Have in Common. Because this story reminded me of Democrats guarding the carcasses of their most wretched people. Obama's carcass, Hillary Clinton's carcass, and other carcasses to be named later. And you're going, Kevin, what are you talking about, man? You're talking of all these carcasses. It's rather morbid, your radio show. He don't know what he's talking about. He just over there talking a bunch of stuff. He don't know nothing about me. So what, I made $60 million while I was president. Anyway, the Democrats are going down, and they go down with the ship, period. That's what this is about. Look, I'm not telling you as conservatives we should go down with the ship. No matter what somebody does, we got to stick with them. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm telling you is we have flawed people on our side. And what happens with us, if somebody goes, I guarantee you, there were people when they were talking about this, Kevin Jackson said the FBI can assassinate Donald Trump, which I didn't say that. But there were people who went, oh my gosh, I can't do nothing with Kevin. I can't fool with him. That's what we say in the vernacular. I can't fool with him. But they couldn't fool with me because I got tainted with the scarlet letter. And I'm like, yeah, I don't care. Here's my attitude. Go. Because a lot of y'all still fool with me. Just don't diddle with me, but even fool with me. But that's what the left tries to do. And what's funny about the right is we're quick to go. Oh, that Kevin Jackson's a conspiracy theorist. He's like Alex Jones. I don't want to be tainted by the Alex Jones. Boom, you're gone. For you that are still here, we could chuckle about it. But trust me, there were people that were gone.
One of my radio show place where I do a radio, weekly hit on the show, he called me before the show and says, "Hey, Kevin, is it okay if we talk about this?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's worried, you know, like people might leave you. But I said, "No, I'm happy to discuss it." Again, he's concerned because you know what? On the right, we leave quickly. "Oh, my God, is that Kevin Jackson? He's tainted." I ain't tainted. But anyway, this story reminds me. So if there was ever a time for Democrats to abandon the party, hey, Democrats, is this on? That time is now. But as this story suggests, Democrats would rather die than leave the dead carcasses of criminal Democrats. Now, you're still going, "Kevin, what are you talking about?" A dog was rescued by Animal Protective Services in Hungary after being found lying alongside the body of his dead owner, a woman, who had died weeks before. The 9-year-old Havanese was named Zsa-Zsa and was severely dehydrated when she was found in the Budapest apartment. But now the dog's recovering. Now, the dog had a little bit of dry food to eat, but doctors said she would have died within a day or so if she hadn't been found. And, as I said earlier, the owner had died weeks before. I don't know who lived next to this woman. I don't know what the smell is in Budapest, but holy cow, the smell of death is universal, and it's nasty. They said, I'm just trying to picture this scenario of this dog. I mean, look, I get it. The dog loved its owner, and it's like, But what a metaphor for Democrats. And here's the other thing about this. The lady who died, she probably told her friends, I feel good. I don't know how you speak Hungarian, but she's like, "Yeah, I feel very good. No, everything is fine." And then she goes home, she dies. Metaphor for Democrats, just like the Democrats. Think of the fake news optimism that the Democrats profess. Like leftist Fox News anchor Chris Wallace. I know, y'all think, "Oh, Chris is, what are you talking about, Chris Wallace is a lefty, Kevin? He's on Fox." Chris Wallace is a lefty. Yeah, so I remember I wrote a piece about this because Chris Wallace said the Republicans are going to lose 40 seats. And I said the left brag about the thing that they fear. He said, he was on Shepard Smith reporting, and he said this fake news narrative of doom and gloom for the 2018 elections. And I'm telling you guys right now, just like I predicted Donald Trump would win, you don't need to worry about 2018. If you want to worry about something, you know, I don't worry about is your car going to break down in a month or you need new tires or whatever. I don't know. But you don't need to worry about the 2018 elections except to participate. That's all you got to worry about. But here's what Chris Wallace says. "You see a very energized Democratic base, especially among young suburban women, young people, and minorities." What? We talked about this the other day, and I read that quote and said, what is Chris Wallace talking about? An energized base among suburban women, young people, and minorities. Tell me anything that has energized this base. Anything outside of Donald Trump. Wishful thinking. Fox News reports this nonsense, and they say that the Democrats think they're going to be able to take back the House. It's in jeopardy. This, you know, they may get both. Okay. Unless the cheating mechanism works better than it has before, there's no way that's going to happen. And then the Observer, this other leftist, he said the same thing. He said 6 months ago, Democrats were cautious in their optimism. They talked a lot about a strong 2018 that might chip away at the GOP's majority in Congress. But after winning a pair of governor's races, more than a dozen state legislative contests, and a shock Senate seat in a deep red state over the last month, they're no longer holding back. Republicans are going to need to appreciate this wasn't all about Roy Moore and sexual assault, said J.B. Porsche, president of the Democrat-aligned Senate Majority PAC. This is a bigger issue. And I don't know if we did a story on the show about the sexual harassment nonsense that just went kaput. The Democrats were betting on the sexual harassment thing. They were positioning Kirsten Hillebrand to be the Pied Piper of women, the new women's movement and all that. Where's it at? All the people that were accusing Donald Trump. I mean, the Democrats got the dying dog blues. And it's not Hillary Clinton that's the only one that's in trouble. It's the entirety of the Democrat leadership team. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is going to be in the hot seat over the Awan brothers and this whole IT scandal. That's not going away. Susan Rice is going to find herself in big trouble over the FISA court authorizations. James Comey. And I said this and I predicted this before and I'll say it again. Barack Obama is going to be the biggest casualty of 2018. Let's just call him the dark horse. You think about this. Not long ago, liberals were laughing over Donald Trump's claim that Obama had wiretapped him throughout the election. And we finally get confirmation that this is really true. Obama did wiretap Trump with these FISA court things. And if you think that's gone away, you're wrong. Donald Trump will bring it up at the right time, just like he's done most. He's figured out how to time these cycles to where it makes sense. 2018's a bad year for the left. But I want to go back to this dying dog. He said police opened up the flat after neighbors reported that they hadn't seen this elderly woman for some time. She was 66 years old or something. That's not elderly. That's young. In today's time, maybe not in Hungary. The dog was lying next to the dead body, was so weak it couldn't stand. We had to drag her away. He said many dogs would have died after such a trauma. But yesterday, she said she was on her feet, wagging her tail. And I come back to this Democrat, you know, conundrum, this analogy or metaphor. It's a metaphor. I got it right eventually. The Democrats are sitting next to that dead body, just not wanting to leave. And then Donald Trump comes in, drags him away, says, look, you're going to die here if you stay. He drug a lot of rhinos. Rhinos fit the same bill, if you want to use the same metaphor. And then he fed it, and the dog is up wagging its tail. Now, here's what I'll tell you, what I know about dogs and animals and human nature and all the other things that fit here. Dogs, the dog is gone from that owner. It's ready for the next owner. Donald Trump.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I got a listener. Why didn't you guys give me his name? I don't have his name here, but here's what he wrote. He says, Kevin, I enjoy reading your articles, especially the tongue-in-cheek humor and subtle sarcasm in describing current political subjects. I believe the real reason Mueller was used to help control the damage to the Clinton cartel. By whatever means possible, he will help them weasel their way out of the current wedgies and avoid the tsunami of negative public perception coming their way if their crimes are not papered over. I have an extremely hard time believing the Clintons are going to prison. I would love to see it, but believe there are more. They are more than slippery than most people believe, and with the backing of Soros' money, it appears they are able to escape almost any arrows. Some of their low-level grunts may get time, but Bill and Hill will slither their way out. I think Mueller is there to create diversion while they destroy evidence and otherwise obfuscate their way to walking free. Maybe I've lost faith in justice by this government or nation, seeing too much blatant injustice. I doubt it happens, but if by some miracle it does, then your statement is in another article, Obama, Dems' biggest casualty in 2018, which states, in the end, as with illegals, Muslim refugees, tax cuts, Obamacare, and about everything else, Trump will be vindicated, will have made it sound as easy as you suggested. I will certainly rejoice with many fellow Americans. I appreciate the reporting you do. Keep on trucking. All right. Well, I appreciate that. I wish we had gotten your name. And God, I did a horrible reading of that. I read like I had a government educator. And then the crime. Oh, and then, I did. I read that horribly, didn't I? I mean, but look. Okay. First of all, the print on this is a freaking eye chart. So I'm talking about the bottom. Like copyright 2017 Bosch and Lomb. Why in the heck did y'all? I know I can blow it up. No. Look, you're playing. I don't make me call you out on national radio. I'll do it. Anyway, I'm glad. Thank you for the note. If whoever you are, I know you also said something about listening too. I know that sounds like you're just a reader, but you are listening to the show. I got other people new folks. You know, ladies are the ones that seem to write to me or do more often. And hey, I don't blame you, ladies. But this was a guy. I know this was a guy. But for whatever reason, a lot of ladies are like, "Hey, Kevin, love your show. This, that, and the other. Let's do a couple of callers that called in and left messages." For various reasons. I'm going to get this stuff out. Here's one. What was she talking about? This lady calls me a lot. She's a Native American. She's Indian like I am. Even though my ancestry only gave me like, less than 1% Native American. That's a lie! Because my great grandmother was 50% Navajo and my grandfather on my mother's side was 50% Indian. I forget what kind, but he's 50%, and I have the reservation records and all that stuff. But for whatever reason, my DNA came back. And somebody, one of the guys that wrote to me, and we should find his letter. He chuckled at me and said, "Kevin, you're 21% white," because I gave out my ancestry the other day on the radio. But anyway, here's a caller, and she calls me quite often, and she wants to talk about O'Reilly coming back to Fox.
Yes, this is my comment. I'm listening to Marie Barf Harf, whatever her name is. You know what she reminds me of? And don't take, if you can't put this on, it's okay. She reminds me of a white Susan Rice. And what's his name? Juan Williams reminds me of a Black Bickle. And so does the Fowler dude. I don't even remember his first name. Richard Fowler. They're so phony. I mean, no matter what you tell them and show them, they still say, no, that's not the way it is. They're knuckleheads. Stupid people. I don't listen. I mean, when they come on, I change the TV. I won't even look at that. And why is Geraldo still on? Bring back O'Reilly and everybody else. I mean, he's still there. With all of the stuff that goes on with them women, with showing all their legs and everything. I mean, come on. What was it all about? What was their point? Bring him back. I like to listen to O'Reilly. Couldn't be any worse. I mean, couldn't be as worse as Clinton or Lowry locking the door from his desk. Thanks. Thank you. Bye. Love your show.
So, thanks for the call. Good questions, by the way. Why is Geraldo still on? As far as O'Reilly goes, look, I think there could be... I don't think Fox will bring him back because it would be... There'd be so much controversy over them bringing him back and effectively saying, we condone whatever may or may not have happened. That ship has sailed. But it could be... In theory, it's a good strategic move. As far as, like, believe me, I get so much mail
when I'm on Outnumbered, like with Marie Harf, they go, "Kevin, I'm sorry, I love you, man, I want to watch Outnumbered, but I just can't stand Marie." Or they say, "I've turned you on," and then when she starts talking, I turn it off. And to be honest with you, I say leave it on because you get the chance to see her in all her glory, which is, of course, none. But you get to see the other side, how silly the argument is, how specious the things that, you know, how they base arguments. It's just crazy to me, but that to me is the fun part of what I do. Anyway, here's another lady. She called and she's talked about the Clintons, what Comey had to do with the Clintons and the taxes and all that. So we'll listen to her.
Hi, I was listening to your show today. It's January the 5th. And you were saying that the Comey's brother, in some of the things he did with Clinton and the Clinton Foundation, he also did their taxes, I believe, if I'm not wrong. I'm pretty sure that that was reported, that he also did the Clinton's taxes, Comey's brother. So great show. Like listening to you, and carry on. Bye.
All right. Glad she was able to enlighten us on that. I believe I did know that Comey's brother did represent the Clintons and all that. But you know what? I'm just glad you guys are out there listening. It isn't I tell people this all the time. I'm not trying to be O'Reilly. We're 100%. You people are bright. You're smart. Your comments on my blogs, your comments on the show are amazing. So call us, 844-551-8255. I encourage you to do it. I promise you this. I listen to every message. I do. And so, you know, or whether you write it, you call us or whatever, and we'll get you on the show. If you want to be on the show, let us know. We'll get you on the show. So here's a couple of other ones. A guy says to me, "Kevin, you truly have your excrement together. High intellectual horsepower. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Hope 2018 is a great year for you. With admiration and respect," or respect and admiration, "Tom." I won't say your full name, Tom, but you are out of Utah. Then we had a person contact me, says he's a cop in St. Louis. His name is John. Says, city is forcing us to go to a seminar called Unconscious Bias Training. Obviously another leftist program designed to show us we are racist, sexist, homophobic, intolerant, even if we consciously know we are not." And John, he listens to me in St. Louis. Help is on the way, bro. We got a movie coming out, Bleeding Blue. Go to bleedingbluemovie.com. It's about to be updated to give you guys the release dates. If you want to sponsor one of the dates that we release, one of the theaters where we're going to be releasing the show, contact me, kjradio.com. Let's see. Here's one of my favorites. This is a guy, he's out of Israel. "Greetings from Israel. Really enjoy your show. Mr. Jackson, I was a dedicated Jerry Doyle listener for years until his death. I listened to American Talk Radio while I work in my home law office in Haifa, Israel. Israeli talk radio is horrible. Hey, I've been in radio limbo for a year trying to find a replacement. I've been bouncing back and forth between Dennis Prager, Ben Shapiro, and Mark Levin. Hey, all three Jews. Dennis has stupid topic hours that make me turn it off. Ben is all over the board with his commentary, and Levin's voice grates on my nerves and can't take it for more than 15 minutes. A friend recommended your show. Thank that person. And I've listened to a few podcasts." So he's liking the show. He didn't say he loved it, but he said he's listened to some podcasts. So anyway, hey, thank you in Israel. I will be in Israel sometime this year. So maybe we can, have some whatever they drink in Israel, and you know, talking, you know, a little bit of Yiddish. Oy vey, you know, that's all I know. But no, I'd love to hang out with you when I'm in Israel. Here's a guy, Gary. "Found your show while I was passing through Salem. Very entertaining. Thanks for making me smile." Look, guys, I don't make you smile. You make me smile. I love what I do because it's. Education and information, and we try to have a little bit of fun at it, but it's serious underneath, and you make me want to do it every single day.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.